This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Must be psychic, James. I was just seriously. I've been around Uri for the better part of a week, and so my synchronicity quotient has been put into high gear. I figured out. Did you hear me tell the story? We posted on social. I think I sent it to you when he was opening this box and he asked me to tell him what was in it. Yeah, I told him what was in it. I said, surprised even me, frankly. So the reason I'm bringing it up now, as we have a celebratory hour of Christmas thoughts and Christmas music, because this will be the best opportunity I have over the next couple of days to share my traditional Christmas things with those of you who are in the Christmas mood, and why shouldn't you be, right? Close to Christmas, the list of the top 25 Christmas songs, guess what? As this is, by the way, I have four different sources over the years that have, none of them have agreed ever on the number one Christmas song. But the list that comes from radio stations as to what the most played Christmas songs are. This is the list of play, not bot or, you know, surveys of what one do you like listening to, but according to radio station sources, that is the number one, the most played Christmas song on U.S. radio stations. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Want to know what the top 10 are that are in that list of the most?
Harry, All I Want for Christmas Is You is definitely in there.
Number 10. Number 9 is Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad. All right?
That's a good one.
Number 8, The Carpenters, Merry Christmas, Darling. Number 7, Bing Crosby, White Christmas. Number 6, Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. John Lennon, this surprised me, Happy Christmas, number 5. Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, number 4 on Airplay. But interestingly enough, that song, you know, the radio guys that program according to age and sex and stuff, a lot of the stations are, like your father will tell you, growing up around it, because he focused the beginning of his career on what they call AC, Adult Contemporary, and that is a woman's oriented format. And so the most loved songs as tested with women, top 10 list for that. And number 10 is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by the Carpenters. Number 9, Dean Martin's Let It Snow. The Harry Simeone Chorale and Little Drummer Boy is number 8. Brenda Lee's song is number 7, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Number 6 is Johnny Mathis, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. John Lennon and Happy Christmas, which is basically a war song. The war is over. That's the theme of that song. Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock is number 4. Celine Dion's Oh Holy Nights, number 3. Burl Ives' Holly Jolly Christmas, number 2. And the Christmas song, Nat King Cole, is in there at number 1.
How is there no Mele Kalikimaka?
I'm not the man who comes up. I didn't make this up.
Last one.
All right. So now, this is a list of songs that, let's see, this list, it's a darn good many lists. This is from a Christmas album that was put together for a toy drive by a radio station that's in Arizona. And this was done, let's see here, this was 2019. And they have done this, used this album every year since. The 40 most streamed Christmas holiday songs. All right, so we have the most played, we have the ones most popular with women, and now here's the list of the most streamed, because it's all different, right? Although a lot of the songs are the same. Let's see here. At number 10, this horrible damn thing, you're a mean one. What a horrible. Ah, my God, number 10? Okay. I don't. That thing just. When I hear that, I just flip the. I can't get to the button fast enough to turn it off. Number nine, Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes. Man, that'd be my number one song as far as I'm concerned. Burl Ives and a Holly Jolly Crew. These are streamed songs. That's the third list. I mean, how many lists have I got here? Anyway, let's see, where was I? At number eight, it was Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives. Number seven is Feliz Navidad. By Jose Feliciano. Number six, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Let's see, which version of that? There's so doggone many versions of that song. I'm trying to see. I think that's the Andy Williams version. Anyway, number five, All I Want for Christmas Is You with Mariah. That surprises me. I thought that would be number one, but it's number five. Number four is Rudolph, Burl Ives. Number three, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. These are streamed songs. Brenda Lee, Andy Williams, Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms is number one, the most streamed song. Are you buying that? It was number three on the top list. It was not on. Oh, yes, it was number four. On the other, so that's made all. Many of the songs are on the list. It's just a different, you know, they're in different order. So, anyway, we've got all of that done. One of the things also at Christmas time that I love to do is go through the visit from St. Nicholas that was the night before Christmas, and there are lots of different variations of that. There's a Jewish one. But actually, I don't know whether I'll start with it or not. There's a politically correct was the night before Christmas that's just silly. And then there's a woman's version of the night before Christmas that is kind of fun to do. So anyway, we'll have that in the, when we have time. Yeah, I should probably do the real one first, knowing the time is of the essence in this hour, but I'll give you a couple of other things. And by the way, have you bought your poinsettia? Do you know how to pronounce that? Poinsettia, some people pronounce it, but it's poinsettia. That's the way the dictionary tells us.
In there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's a T-I-A in there, poinsettia. This is a Latin word. The fellow who first grew them was a guy named Joel Poncet, a French diplomat here in America. The first poinsettia showed up in 1836. For those of you, they're poisonous. Don't let anybody eat them, no matter what. Bad. Don't let the animals chew on them. Yeah, bad, bad stuff. For that, it's very, yeah, it's very decorative, etc. Have we? We'll do the winter solstice thing, I think, later. Meanwhile, let's pause for a moment, get a couple of things done, and let's see how many of these visit from St. Nicholas, which was the night before Christmas stuff, I can get in as time allows. Coming up here, 14 after on Good Day.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what, to my wondering eye should appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With an old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles their coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount in the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, as I, he sprang, excuse me, I have a little, whenever I do this, I always get a tear in my eye, because this so reminds me of the, you know, the Christmases that I had when I was a little boy. When somebody very close to me would read this. Anyway, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof was up on the roof. As I drew in my head and it was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, excuse me, and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, laying his finger aside of his nose, up the chimney, he rose. Excuse me. I think we all, as we listen to this, don't you have visualizations of what you thought Santa was like and what went on, right? Is it youngster? Excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he, up the chimney he rose, he sprang to his sled, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." So there it is. Clement Clark Moore wrote that first in 1822.
Wow.
It's now
iconic.
Amazing. Traditional. It's one of the great traditions I like at Christmas time. All right, 21 after. This is Good Day.
you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. La, 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 la. All right. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, social media names and things that we can't seem to shake, like Elon Musk. I love this. This sort of reminded me, remember when Dick Cheney had been hired by George Bush to find a vice president, and after an exhaustive four-month search, he said, "I'm the best candidate." So, Elon Musk says he will step down as soon as he finds somebody better than him to take the job, right?
Well, as soon as he finds somebody, quote-unquote, foolish enough to take the job.
Yeah, and have to work for him, right? Wonder what it's like to work at Tesla or some of the other, the SpaceX stuff. I wonder what that's like. Because the guys in, let's face it, people...
Eccentric.
Yeah, but people, look around at most of the people who are very rich. They're all very eccentric. I don't know anybody who isn't... Like, you know, Warren Buffett, his eccentricities are mild. He stops at a McDonald's every day on his way to the office. Guy's 89 years old. Goes to the office every day. On his way, he drives a Buick, and he stops at the McDonald's to pick up his McMuffin. That's the guy's a cajillionaire. The third richest guy in the world, and he stops at McDonald's driving his Buick to work every day at 89 for a McDonald's. So, you know, you compare that to how some of these other characters are. They're all very eccentric. So Dionne Warwick created a poll of her own asking users if she should be the next person to take over.
Yes. Everybody's like, yes.
Yes.
100%. Well, what's interesting is that when on Elon Musk's first day there, he brought a kitchen sink, which was kind of like a metaphor of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But he always wants out.
Humor.
Yeah. Because if he didn't want out, he probably wouldn't have done this poll, because he has been abiding by what a lot of users say they want when he's running these polls. But also, he put in the bid to buy Twitter, and then he tried to, like, pull back on it, and he was forced to follow through. So it's like he clearly doesn't want to hold this position anyway. Is he trying to bury Twitter? A lot of people don't like the route Twitter has taken with Elon Musk at the helm. Other people are like, it is a better situation now. It's finally good again.
This is just a story as far as I'm concerned, and he's just another character, an eccentric person trying to convince people that he's right and everybody else is wrong. Here's something very interesting from Hawaii, which is a fabulous place to be at Christmas time. Remember the actress Natalie Wood? She was married to Robert Wagner, and she died in a boat accident.
Under potentially suspicious circumstances.
Yeah, right, exactly, yep. There's a beautiful home in Hawaii that they had, and apparently it's for sale now for $16 million. What a great retreat. A lot of folks rent the house, and it's right on the ocean. It's on Diamond Head on Oahu. You can imagine what the views are like. This Christopher Walken and her husband are on this boat with her. Pretty much everybody knows the story. This is someplace I have not been there. I know the view, but it's one of those places in Hawaii. Imagine this is a 3-bedroom, 4.5 bath. It's only 3,100 square feet. That's not big. It's on a third of an acre. But this, because she lived there, but also because of where it is, I'm surprised they're not asking more than $16 million for it, frankly. But it can be yours if the price is right. Right? There sound like, can I do that show now?
Yeah, you totally could. You need to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Put your name in there.
All right. No, he's doing a fine job. Okay, so that's that story of what's for sale in Hawaii. It's 28 past the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Zelensky goes to Washington. The Ukrainian leader spoke to Congress Wednesday evening.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
Russia on Wednesday announced an ambitious plan to strengthen its military from 1 million to 1.5 million and create multiple new units. Russia's military chief cited NATO's plans to incorporate Finland and Sweden as a factor in the buildup. At this hour, Title 42 remains in effect and one of the last tools to prevent an invasion of migrants entering the United States illegally. Some estimates have it at roughly $15,000 per day should Title 42 go away. That's on top of the 3 million plus that have been released into America under the Biden administration. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Beach Boys. Christmas comes this time each year. You know, going through all those lists of Christmas songs, this song never makes it into the top 10 in any list, and I don't know why.
Because
it is.
Shame.
Oh my God, this is one of the greatest of all time, if you will. It's a goat song. The Beach Boys. All right, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. As much as I can get into Christmas and this time of year, I always, as I did in the last half hour, if you didn't hear it, you can go back to gooddayshow.com because we repeat the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. And then we'll have all, Jay puts together a podcast of some of the moments from the program. And I'm betting she'll do my version, which I do every year,
we'll
a visit from St. Nicholas. So here's... And it's also subtitled, was The Night Before Christmas. And here is the Jewish version that I picked up in Tel Aviv this week. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and we being Jews, my girlfriend and me, we had nothing to do. The Gentiles were home hanging stockings with care, secure in their knowledge Saint Nick would be there. But for us, once the Hanukkah candles burned down, there was nothing but boredom all over town. The malls and the theaters were all closed up tight. There weren't any concerts to go to at night. A dance would have saved us. some ballroom or swing, but we searched through the papers. It wasn't a thing. Outside the window sat 2 feet of snow with the wind chill. They said it was 15 below. And while I could do nothing but sit there and brood, my girlfriend said, "Let's have Chinese food." So we ran to the closest, grabbed hats, to the closet rather, excuse me, grabbed hats, mitts, and boots to cover our heads, our hands, and our foots. We pulled out our jackets all puffy with down, boarded the bus, and went to Chinatown in search of a restaurant, which I said, "Let's decide." We chose Hunan Chozer and ventured inside. All around us sat other Jews, their platters piled high with all the finest in foods their money could buy. There was roast duck and fried fake quid, sweet, sour, and spiced dried kosher beef, mixed veggies, lo mein, and fried rice, whole fish and mushi and shrimp chow mein, and General Gao's chicken. Ooh, this sounds terrible. When at last we decided, the waiter did call. He said, "Skip the menu and order it all." And when in due time the food was all made, it came to the table in sort of a parade. Before us sat dim sum, square spare ribs and egg rolls, all four different soups, all four great huge bowls. The courses kept coming from spicy to mild, higher and higher toward the ceiling were piled. So much piled up, one dish after another, my girlfriend and I couldn't see one another. We sat there without proper utensils while they handed us something that looked like two pencils. We ate till we couldn't and drank down our teas, and barely we had room for fortune cookies. My fortune was perfect, and all summed up the mood. It said, even if it was kosher, it was still Chinese food. And my girlfriend, well, she got a real winner. Her said, "Your companion will pay for the dinner." Our bellies were full, and at last it was time to travel back home and write some bad rhymes. And so that's what that is. A really bad rhyme. All right, here's the politically. You wanted another one? Have we had enough of that? No. Let's do one more. Actually, there are a couple more here. Okay. Only if they're amusing. Are these? You've never heard these before, right?
I haven't. Did you say politically correct or politically incorrect?
Yes. Which one? Politically correct one. Here we go. "'Twas the night before Christmas and Santa's a wreck. How to live in a world is politically correct. His workers no longer could answer to elves. Vertically challenged, they were calling themselves. And labor conditions at the North Pole were alleged by the union to stifle the soul. Four reindeer had vanished without much propriety, released to the wilds by the Humane Society. And equal employment had just made quite clear that Santa had better not use just reindeer. So Dancer and Donner, Comet and Cupid were replaced with four pigs, and you know how that looked, pretty stupid. The runners had been removed from their sleigh. The ruts were termed dangerous by the EPA. And people had started to call for the cops when they heard roof noises up on their rooftops. Smoke from his pipe had workers quite frightened. His fur-trimmed red suit was called unenlightened. And to show you the strangeness of life's ebbs and flows, Rudolph would sue over the use of his nose. He'd gone on Geraldo in front of the nation, asking millions of dollars in due reparation. So half of the reindeer were gone, and his wife, who suddenly said she'd had enough of this life, joined a self-help group and left in a whiz, demanding from now on her title was Ms. And as for the gifts, he didn't have a notion that making a choice would cause such commotion. Nothing of leather, nothing of fur, which meant nothing for him and nothing for her. Nothing that might be construed to pollute, nothing to aim and nothing to shoot. Nothing that clamored or made lots of noise, nothing for just girls or just for the boys. Nothing that claimed to be gender specific, nothing that's warlike and so non-pacific or sweet. They were bad for the tooth, nothing that seemed to embellish a truth. Fairy tales, too, while not yet forbidden, were like Ken and Barbie, just better off hidden. For they raised the hackles of those psychological who said the only good gift was one ecological. No baseball, no football, someone would get hurt. Beside, playing sports exposed kids to dirt. Dolls were too sexist and could be passé. And Nintendo, 'twas found rot your brain cells away. So Santa just stood there disheveled and perplexed. He just couldn't figure what to do next. He tried to be merry, tried to be gay, but you got to be careful when you use that word today. His sack was quite empty, lay limp on the ground. No suitable gift for this year could be found. Something special was needed, a gift that he might give to all without angering the left or the right. A gift that would satisfy with no indecision each group of people in every religion, every ethnicity, each color and hue, everyone everywhere, even to you. So here is the gift, its price beyond worth. May you and your loved ones enjoy peace on earth. That's okay.
Okay.
You like that one? Here's the woman's... All right, we might as well do one
more.
Yeah,
do the woman's one.
Do the woman's one. Here we go. A woman's version of the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the kitchen, I was cooking and baking and moaning and bitching. I've been here for hours. I just can't stop to rest. This room's a disaster. Just look at this mess. Tomorrow I've got 30 people to feed. They all expect all the trimmings. Who cares what I need? My feet are blistered. I've got cramps in my legs. The cat just knocked over a bowl full of eggs. There's a knock at the door. The telephone's ringing. Frosting drips on the counter as the microwave's dinging. Two pies in the oven, dessert's almost done. My cookbook is soiled with butter and crumbs. I've had all I can stand. I can't take any more. Then in walks my husband, spilling rum on the floor. He weaves and he wobbles, his balance unsteady. Then he grins as he chuckles. The eggnog is ready. He looks all around and with total regret says, "What's taking so long? Aren't you through here yet?" As quick as a flash, I reach for a knife. He loses an earlobe. I wanted his life. He flees from the room in terror and pain and screams, "My God, woman, you're going insane." Now, what I was doing, and what is the smell? Oh, darn, it's the pies. They're burned all to hell. I hate to admit when I make a mistake, but I put them on broil instead of on bake. What else can go wrong? Is there still more ahead? If this is good living, I'd rather be dead. Lord, don't get me wrong, I love holidays. It just leaves me exhausted, all shaky and dazed. But I promise you one thing, if I live till next year, you won't find me pulling my hair out in here. I'll hire a maid, a cook, and a waiter. And if that doesn't work, I'll have it all catered. So there you go. Yes.
Nothing like a little domestic dispute to get you feeling like...
I know, right, exactly. Merry Christmas.
That was dark.
Yes. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring except me and my spouse. The stockings were empty, no presents were wrapped. We were away behind schedule and our resources tapped. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while the horrors of assembling danced in our heads. Dad, armed with a screwdriver, ready and poised to build a red tricycle for one of the boys. When off in the hall there arose such strange noise, we dove over boxes to hide all the toys. The thud, it turned out, was our puppy Paul, who was chasing the cat all over the hall. Back to his task, Dad cursed at his mess. I suspect he was lost, but he didn't confess. He wrestled with parts and fumbled with tools, emailed the manufacturer and called them all fools. After hours of struggle, the bike finally took shape with a few cuts and bruises and the addition of duct tape. He stood back and gaped at the bike he just built. It weaved and it wobbled and rolled with the tilt. His frustration grew. His voice shook as he spoke, "The directions are Greek. It's a sick joke." At this point, he snapped, thinking unclear. He thought he'd do something stupid. That was my fear. He grabbed every toy's instructions. Oh, why won't he learn? Tossed them into the fire, chanting, "Burn, baby, burn." There's a lot of these. There are so many different versions of these things. The month after Christmas, and ay. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
A couple of things that just put a little bit of a smile on your face as we continue here with the nice sound of Christmas on the Good Day program at 45 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
All right, so one of the things I've done on Christmas is answer or actually read through the letter that Virginia wrote to Frances Church, the editor of the New York Sun. She was, she's 8 years old. And she writes this letter about Santa Claus, wondering whether there really is a Santa Claus. And the editor of the newspaper writes the following. Yes, Virginia, your friends... Because her friends have been telling her that there was no Santa Claus. He says, your friends are all wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. In his intellect... compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that. They're abounded. It's all over the place. Life is the highest beauty, and this is the highest joy. How dreary would it be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. That was the young girl's name. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make our existence tolerable. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see Santa... what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa, but that's no sign there isn't one. The most real thing in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Do you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Or, of course not. But that's no proof that they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man or even the strongest person, all the united strength of all the strong men, could ever really tear apart. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, 10,000 years from now, he still will continue to make glad the hearts of children. Yes, Virginia, Santa Claus lives forever. There it is. Is there a Santa Claus? You bet there is. 10 before the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Ken Kronhaus is here. It's 53 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, master of ceremonies. Now, I ask the questions, Ken answers the questions. And don't forget, the people who question, where do we find Dr. Ken? How do I get more help? How is he available? You just call his office, 352-735-1400. They will facilitate a connection between you and Ken. Okay. So one of the questions has to come. I mentioned earlier the whole business about the eyes and the blood vessels in the eyes and cataracts and things like that. We were talking about microvascular issues. The people who have, I'm having, it isn't LASIK. It's another process that removes the cataracts. Because I don't have serious ones, but I've got them, and they're affecting my night vision. So what's this warning? Because a lot of times people will, when I tell them what I'm getting done, they'll say, oh, is that LASIK? No, it's not. Now, I know some people, including my son, that's had LASIK surgery actually a couple of times. What's the deal here? What do we have to be concerned about, Ken?
Let me talk about LASIK, but I must, before we go, we ran out of time. The brilliant cardiologist, academic cardiologist at Stony Brook, Dr. William Lawson, who collaborated with me early on, deserves so much credit, and I just forever am indebted to his cooperation and collaboration with me in the efforts we pioneered in microvascular angina. But moving right along, and I must give him so much credit, but moving right along, let's talk about what the FDA announced this week about LASIK. Apparently, this very common, popular, but not often covered by insurance procedure that you see a lot of advertisements for. Many people are quite satisfied, but apparently, don't shoot the messenger, the FDA is accumulating complaints from people who have undergone this procedure, complaints such as double vision, dry eyes, ongoing pain, the ultimate need for actually needing glasses when they thought they would not need glasses after this procedure. And the FDA has gotten together a warning that they're asking for comments about, and they are most likely going to release this warning. I'm just giving you a heads up that if you're going to have LASIK surgery, just make sure you investigate the person who's going to do it, their track record, talk to some of their hopefully satisfied patients, and just do your own important homework before you. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this. I'm not saying you should. Just proceed carefully.
Mm-hmm. And then there are other things. As I said, the surgery that I'm having done isn't LASIK and isn't even related to it. It's much more complicated, but the results seem to be great. I'm having a hard time at night without glasses, seeing the lines in the road, I don't have blurred vision, but I certainly, when cars approach me on a narrow road, I'm looking for the edge of the road to make sure that I'm not going to run into anything. And I don't like that. With glasses, it's a little bit better, but still, not comfortable. So, good to know that part of the equation, Ken. And ask questions of the doctors, whoever they are. You ask questions. That's your job. Your job is to find out how this is going to work for you. It's not up to them. They're going to sell you something. Their people in the offices are going to try to sell you the procedure because that's how they make money. So,
get an experienced ophthalmologist. That, I think, is key in doing this procedure.
Right. All right, questions about how much time you spend on the toilet. Are you staying more than you need to because you're, like in every other aspect of too many people's lives, they're looking at those damn devices. So what's that doing? Is it killing our ability to eliminate properly, Ken?
Literally and figuratively. Well, another unexpected complication of the mobile phone lifestyle, it seems like those of us who use mobile devices a lot, it's affecting how long we spend in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And guess what? As we are spending too much time in the bathroom on the commode because we're on the phone doing whatever we use the phone for, it's promoting hemorrhoids, and it's also promoting constipation.
Great.
Hemorrhoids because of the increased pressure on the vessels in that area of the body, and constipation because you're not thinking about what you should be thinking about, and things just get clogged up as your mind is not.
Hey, your mind, if you can't release in your mind and it doesn't release the body, then the poop doesn't come out. That's basically the bottom line. All right, questions and answers from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.